Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and co-parents of all ages, this podcast is for you. Introducing in the center ring, the amicable divorce expert, Judith Weigel.
It is such a pleasure to talk about fashion. And we did have one episode already with Holly Katz, personal stylist, who we have back on the program today. We did spend more time talking about women and their fashion, especially going through divorce and how important it is to keep your spirits up, to keep your look up, and especially if you have to go to court, to keep your court appearance up. But today, we're going to talk about men, because with men, it's also important that they look their best. And before we bring Holly on, I just want to say to everybody, as if you thought this wasn't important, I attend a yearly seminar with mostly divorce attorneys, and it's about cultural competency and how our prejudices lay out in the court system, and people are human and they have prejudices. But every lunchtime, we have a whole panel of judges, and it's called Meet the Judges, and the judges talk about their prejudices, and I cannot tell you the number of judges that say it is so important to them that people, when they come to court, dress appropriately. It is a sign of respect, and if that's what the judges think, that's what we're going to talk about today. So, Holly, thank you so much for joining us again.
Thank you for having me. Excited to be back.
Okay, so, Holly, men are important too, right?
Yes, very important.
Where do they start?
I said this before. Look, you either got the fashion gene or you didn't, right? Most people, you know, try and some succeed, but a lot of people try and they miss. People say, well, no one's ever told me I look bad. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean you're doing everything right. So, because you are telling us as the expert that it is so important to really curate your image, the correct image that you want to present in court, you just have to start with, hey, when's the last time you shopped? Hey, do you think you're in style? Hey, do you think you need help? Chances are you probably need help. And if you do, you know, men do not have the luxury of hair and makeup and things like that, like women do. But what men have in their favor is that they don't have their look is pretty simple, right? Shirt, pant, jacket, shoe. And it's important that your clothes really do fit correctly. If your shirt is too big, if your pants are too big, if your jacket's too big or too tight, obviously you're wearing the wrong size clothes. And it really does make a difference.
What if you're talking to a rap artist? Now, you have one of your homes is in Atlanta, and that is one of the capitals of rap artists, and you know they have their own unique fashion. What do you do when these people have to go to court?
If you want respect, then you dress up. It's really just plain and simple. And there's different levels of dressing up and looking appropriate. But if you go in with ripped jeans and thousands of gold chains, you know, just because you have money doesn't mean you're, you know, the court's going to fall in your favor. So it's just important that you understand what is expected of you, and consulting a professional like yourself or going to the store, any store that sells men's clothing and says, and ask for help. Hey, I'm going to court. I'd like to wear a suit, or I'd like to wear a sport coat and slacks. What do you recommend? You know, just don't guess and figure out what you need. I mean, maybe you have pants that fit and, you know, maybe you just need a great pair of shoes or a nice tie. You know, it helps to have an outside opinion, especially if you have a female friend or someone who's interested in fashion, such as myself. But, you know, don't discount that can be used against you. I mean, don't give anybody any ammunition to make any perceived judgments, because, you know, go in there bulletproof.
Truer words were never said. Go in there bulletproof if we're going to use some metaphors. And you did say something else correctly. You don't have to go in with a three-piece suit and a tie. That's not necessary. But you don't go in with blue jeans.
Right.
You go in with slacks.
Right.
Nothing can be ripped. And, you know, even maybe a good dress shirt, maybe not a jacket per se, if that really ruins your image. But let's just look at both things. Let's just look at if somebody wants to dress with a jacket, if somebody wants to dress without a jacket. What are the starting points to a good look?
I mean, again, if it's 1,000 degrees where you are, I don't think anybody expects you to wear a jacket. But it's nice to at least walk in the courtroom with one, and you should be matching. Right. And the funny thing is that suit separates can go a long way. It doesn't have to be the exact same navy or the exact same black. If you have a navy jacket and, you know, something that's in the same family, you can wear a great dress shirt and tie it all together. But the key to a great sharp look is having clothes that fit. And there are plenty of, you know, images and companies that explain how a dress shirt should fit. The shoulder seam should be on the shoulder, not hanging down, not, you know, up near your neck. It should be on the shoulder. Your sleeve should, people say that it should come to your first thumb knuckle. If it's a little below, that's okay. If it's a little above, that's fine. But make sure that when you push your arms out straight, your sleeves aren't up to your elbows. I mean, then your sleeves are too short.
So when you push your arm out straight, should the end of the sleeve come to your wrist?
I mean, sort of in between your wrist and that first thumb knuckle.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be exact, but it should be in that same category. If you have monkey arms, you know, if you have really, really long arms, you need to make sure that you have the right sleeve length. You know, don't guess. If you're have really, really short arms and you got to get the sleeves taken up. You know, I know people have both problems. Make sure that it fits correctly and that it doesn't look out of sorts. When you have, you know, the neck should fit you and it should, you should be able to put two fingers right at your throat where your little indention is. You should be able to put two fingers there. If you can't, it's too tight. If you could put your whole hand in there, your collar is too big. I mean, and if you think people don't notice that, you're wrong. I mean, it's the same thing. Like you can't wear your tie up to your chest. Your tie should not go past your belt. Your tie should hang right above your belly button or right at your waist.
Right above your belly button or right. Okay. All right. That's good. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, you can wear a bow tie if you want to, or if you wear no tie, if you have the first button unbuttoned, if you have chest hair up to your chin, that is a problem. Okay. That is considered unprofessional. You have to wear an undershirt.
And that's where I was going to ask you about. Where does that undershirt come in?
The undershirt comes in where, you know, just the same as women wear a bra, because that's what you should wear. Men should wear an undershirt. And the technology for undershirts is incredible. I mean, as it was 50 years ago, there was one kind of undershirt 50 years ago, maybe two. And that was it. You could wear a short sleeve, crew neck, or you could wear a tank. That's it. Now they have wicking technology for people who sweat a lot. They have lightweight. They wear different color undershirts because sometimes if you wear a white shirt, you can see a white undershirt underneath that. So people, you know, I suggest wear a gray undershirt.
And well, that's interesting. Gray, not beige?
I mean, I've never seen a beige one, but they usually come in white, gray, and black. And so I recommend, so you can't see it underneath a plain white shirt, you should wear a gray undershirt.
Okay.
Also, if you have one button unbuttoned, you should not be wearing a crew neck undershirt where you see the collar. You need to wear a V-neck undershirt. That is the biggest, most common problem that people make. They are wearing the wrong style undershirt and then you can see it.
What about tattoos?
So tattoos are subjective. In this day and age, I really don't know many people who don't have a tattoo, but it needs to be maintained. If you have tattoos that can be covered up with clothing, you're fine. If your hands or your face or your neck are tattooed, your outfit has to be that much sharper. So you don't give anybody a reason to think that you don't have your act together. And it doesn't mean that just because you have tattoos, you don't have your act together. But you can be perceived in a certain way if you're not careful. People have 3 seconds to make a judgment about you. 3 seconds.
It is
subconscious. It's not mean. It's not bad. It's not ugly. It's indifferent. It is the human nature. I'm going to judge you by the first 3 seconds. Now, by the time you start talking, I might change my opinion. But I have 3 seconds to make a judgment. And if your tattoos are all over the place and distracting, if your hair color is distracting, your eyelashes are out to here, or your makeup is too strong, it's distracting from what you're saying. And that's just fact.
No, that is true. That really is true. So too, though, if you had primary colors for your hair, you can't really dye your hair to go to court or mediation. But your point is well served in that if you look sharp, if you look together with your wardrobe, all of that can be
then it doesn't
pushed to the side.
Then it doesn't matter. You got tattoos on your neck right here. You got on a great suit that fits amazing with slamming shoes. Your hair is beautiful and you have on a gorgeous watch. The judge is going to say, wow, he looks good. And then your tattoos fall by the wayside. I mean, it's not uncommon for people to tattoo up to their chin.
In this day and age, of course, body art is very popular.
Right. Or on your hands or on your wrist or anything like that. It's just, that's just the style today.
Or if you were Prince, the late Prince, going to court and he had the slave sign, well, you know.
I know. I mean, you know, it just depends. But don't give people ammunition to hold against you, because that's the one thing you do have control over.
So true. And let's just finish with accessories. You kind of mentioned it, but for men, accessories.
I mean, shoes are everything. You don't have to wear a watch, but if you do wear a watch, make sure it's a nice watch. And I don't mean expensive. I just mean it should be working and it should sort of go with your look. Right? I mean, whatever watch you want to wear is fine, but it doesn't need to be some big honking thing that's distracting. It should just be a dress watch. That's really all I'm saying. Your shoes should be shine. They shouldn't look beat down. Same way your clothes shouldn't look beat down. And, you know, your belt typically should go with your shoes. It should not, it doesn't have to be the exact same shade of brown or black, but it should go together.
Okay, your belt should match,
correct,
very similar to the color of your shoes. That
and if
makes
you,
sense.
And if you think you can get away with not wearing a belt, you're wrong. I will tell you that. Put on a belt, okay? Put on a belt.
What happens if you don't wear one, Holly?
It just looks incomplete. A man should wear a belt when he's dressing up.
Why do you think men don't if they don't?
Because they don't know, they should, or it doesn't matter to them.
Is it uncomfortable, do you think?
It can be if you have a big stomach, and I understand that. If you're a size 54, yeah, I get it. You probably don't want to wear a belt, but then you wear a jacket that covers your waist, so it doesn't matter that you're not wearing a belt. But if you're skinny, put on a belt. Put on a belt and some nice shoes, and that's really all the accessories that you need. Minimize the jewelry. Don't be wearing a lot of chains or a ton of rings or anything like that. Just keep it simple. And it's just for this one day. I express myself through clothes. I don't like it when I have to wear a certain thing or look a certain way, but sometimes you have to play the game. I don't want to be stuffed down and not wear what I want to wear, but sometimes, you know, just for those few hours, if you just sort of conform, then you can go right back to exactly who you are. It doesn't change who you are forever.
I'm going to give you a really extreme example. I don't know if you remember, was this 20 years ago? I mean, time flies. Remember when Snoop Dogg actually named Calvin Brodus, that's his real name. Remember when he was on trial for murder? He was on trial for murder in Los Angeles.
Okay.
This was about 20 years ago. And he was already a recording artist at that time, beginning the career, but people knew who he was. He looked like a completely different person when he was sitting there in the courtroom. He did not look like the rapper at all.
Because he's got a good attorney.
That's
his attorney made him said, this is not a joke. You wanna win? This is what you have to wear. I mean, I'm sure his publicist, his manager, the attorneys, they backed him in a corner. Or, I mean, maybe he complied right away. Who knows? But, you know, it's not a joke.
Truly, it is not a joke. And this is like you're going to a wedding, like you're going to anything that is out of your normal daily routine. You are right. There are these dress codes, and we can argue about them all we want and say they're unfair, and I get it. But, your point exactly, people have 3 seconds to form an impression, and they will. So what's the outcome that you want? What do you have to do for that outcome?
And it's the same thing when I style people. You know, if you're stuck in a style rut, if you haven't changed your style, your image is holding you back.
Oh, you had said when we talked previously that your style is ever evolving. One style doesn't last your entire life. Would you speak to that a little bit?
Your style should be evolving with your age. When I work with people, it's the who, what, when, where, why. Who are you? Where are you in your life today? What do you need? What do you want? And what do you like? What is your block? So we figure out these really hard questions that maybe you've pushed by the wayside, or you don't think it's important, or, you know, it's too hard for people to do. But that's why I call myself a style coach, because I really coach people through this process of what is it? What do you need right now that's not serving you? Why is your image holding you back? Let's figure that out. And it's not, again, it's not good, bad. You're not fat. You're not skinny. You're not pretty. You're not ugly. It is fact. Your image is holding you back, because when you look in the mirror, you're not feeling great. And you wouldn't have called me unless it was time. And it's time. So it takes a lot of guts for people to come to me, or anyone, a personal trainer or a diet coach or a personal coach or a life coach or a business coach, and say, I need help because I don't know what I'm doing. The first step is awareness. And I will say, it's not about getting your style to be perfect. It's about getting you to be aware of yourself and the message that you're sending out when you're going to work or around your family or you're going out with friends. I mean, what do you want people to think about you? Do you want people to think that you're a lazy schlub? Maybe that's okay with you. And that's fine. And then you don't need to change your style. Maybe you're so, you know, you're so complacent or comfortable with your job and you don't want a new job. That might be okay with you. But I'll tell you, most people don't feel that way. Most people don't like their job and they want to change. And they want to change and they don't know how.
Holly, do you feel and experience that men are interested in their image and want to improve?
Some people do. It really goes for women too. Some people care enough to do something about it, and some people don't. It's just like weight. Some people can go around and be overweight, and they're totally fine, and it's not a problem for them, and it doesn't matter. Other people want to be really fit and really healthy. Some people are totally fine not being stylish or fashionable or changing or putting energy into their self-image. Some people go in with both feet. I'm the type of person, I want to be really stylish. I want to feel like I look good. I want to be healthy. I want to be strong. That's just me by myself. Not everybody feels that way.
So what if you're a man that has to dress very casually for work? You know, maybe you work outside.
Right.
And that's fine. So for 5 days a week or 6 days a week, whatever your job is, you have this certain uniform. So for that type of guy who knows that he has these court dates or these mediation dates coming up, what should he add? What's that minimum he should do to get himself set? You know, trials are 5 days.
Yeah.
It's not just one day sometimes, it's multiple days.
Well, I tell you, if you are in labor, or if you are in a creative industry, or if you are in a position where, look, I'm wearing scrubs every day, I work in a hospital, I'm a physician, or whatever you are, there's no excuse not to have real clothes. I mean, this is what I say to people in the fitness industry, because I work with people, especially in that industry, where they're wearing workout clothes all day because they're training people 12 hours a day. And then when they have something to go to, they're totally screwed and they don't know what to do. It's because they only care about what they're wearing to work. They don't care about when they're not at work. And then you have the opposite problem, who are people who are really good because they have to dress up. They're really good at work and they have no idea how to dress casual. Right? You kind of have the opposite. But if you are in hard labor, or you are a person who can pretty much wear anything to work, or you have to wear a uniform every day, you have to, if you're a man, you should have 8 to 10 dress shirts. Hands down, I don't care who you are, how old you are, you should have 8 to 10 dress shirts. Variety of colors, pick a color, pick a pattern. It doesn't matter. Right? You should have at least 4 to 5 pair of nice slacks that, if God forbid somebody dies tomorrow, you've got something to wear to a funeral. You should have a belt. You should have work things, and then you should have really nice shoes that you don't wear outside or you don't wear to work.
Okay, interesting point. How many pairs of shoes? So what? We work in color palettes, right? Men also work in color palettes, I would assume, like women?
Not necessarily. No. Color palettes are, it's around, but it's not something that I use with my clients because it tends to be a little bit confusing. I teach fit. You have to understand your body type and what fits. Then what shapes do you like? What silhouettes? What kind of dress shirt do you like? What kind of collar do you like? What kind of break do you like on your pants? What kind of belts do you like and shoes that you like? Then we talk about color. Okay, so these are the right pants. What colors do they come in? I call it shopping forward and shopping backward. If you're shopping backward, you go, ooh, I love green. Ooh, I love navy. Everything you buy is navy, and then it doesn't fit, or it doesn't fit correctly because you're shopping for color. Mm-hmm. If you shop for fit, then you figure out, oh, well, navy's my favorite. Does it come in navy? No. Well, okay, the shirt looks good on me. It doesn't come in navy, but I'm going to see what other colors it comes in. That's shopping forward. That's what you want to do.
So now that you mentioned shopping, obviously people can work with you or they can work with somebody in the city that they live in. But let's just say they're reluctant or can't afford to hire somebody as a professional, personal, stylist shopper. What do they do then?
They go to the store. They find the first person in the store and they say, I need help. That is free help anytime you want, anytime you need. You take your, go to the store, okay, and you walk in there and say, I have a court date, or I have a wedding, or I have something happening in my life, and I really don't know what to choose. If you could help me choose the correct outfit for this. And the first thing they're going to say is, well, what do you like? And you're going to say, I don't know what I like. They're going to show you, these are the different brands we have. This brand is for this kind of person. This brand could be for this. And then you'll say, oh, I kind of like that shirt. Great, grab 6. Let's try those shirts. Then let's get some pants, right? Well, what shoes are you going to wear? You got an undershirt? What kind of underwear are you going to wear? I mean, people don't know. I mean, men have panty lines too that you can see. So
I never even thought about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not as taboo as women, but most men wear the boxer brief, because that's the good, you know, a really good type of underwear to wear.
Okay.
Underneath slacks and jeans and whatever. They're lightweight, they're comfortable, they hold you in, so forth and so on. Another misconception that I see all the time are people that have dress shoes, that are wearing dress shoes, but they don't have on dress socks. For men and women, there are athletic socks and there are dress socks. A dress sock is a thinner sock that you wear with a dress shoe. If you don't believe me, go to the sock section and you'll see they're separated into athletic socks and dress socks. You wear dress socks with dress shoes, not athletic socks with dress shoes.
Makes sense. Okay. Let's talk about confidence, because confidence is a main component in going into a mediation when you're doing a settlement talk and then going in front of a judge. What have you seen with all of the people you've worked with, their confidence level? Once they get this new look, have you seen a metamorphosis?
Yes. I call it drinking the Kool-Aid. Once they start drinking the style Kool-Aid, they're unstoppable. I have created monsters upon monsters that really get it now. Because when I work with people, it's never about the clothes. It's not. It's about whatever else your story is. But this block is coming out through fashion and clothes. So when I work with people and we're in the dressing room and they get it, that's when the magic happens. And they say, I never thought I could wear this. I would have never picked this out. I can't believe I don't look like I need to lose weight now. Or I don't have to say every 30 seconds, wow, I need to lose weight. I need to lose weight. Because your pants fit you now. I mean, these are all the tiny little things that add up. Like if your hair's done and your makeup's done and it's just an example of things that can build upon each other that make your image and your confidence go up. And that's what you want. It's not going to be a home run every day, but for something special and important, or something that, you know, your reputation and your life depends on, you know, a court mediation or a meeting, that's important.
And, you know, people do judge through the prism of who they are. And so to keep in mind that under the robe of a judge is a dress shirt and dress slacks and dress shoes. More than likely not a jacket, but because the robe is on.
Right.
And so and even mediators, when you go to mediators at the courthouse, they will typically be well-dressed people, more than likely lawyers who now want to enjoy being mediators, and everybody looks at you through the prism of who they are. And you may not like it, but it's your reality.
It is your reality. It is what people think about you by not speaking to you first, by just looking at you. So when someone looks at you, you want to look the best you possibly can. You want to look approachable and friendly. So then when somebody does talk to you, the clothes are secondary. Then it doesn't matter. But if I want to do business with you, or I want to date you, or I want to be friends with you, or maybe I want to hire you, if you're not dressed in what my perception is of approachable, then I'm going to move on to the next person. It's just fact.
You mentioned dating, and I wanted to go there at some point, so let's go there now. I did an interview a few months ago about the divorce diet. So divorce is a new beginning. I say this all the time. And I was interviewing a nutritionist, Jen Trepik. Her podcast is Salad with a Side of Fries, which I love the name of that podcast.
She looks the look
and walks the walk. I mean, this girl looks healthy, is healthy, talks healthy. And so I said, well, Jen, let's talk about the divorce diet. And she said, Judy, the diet's the same. I said, no, no, no. It's very important when we're going through divorce and we're feeling like shit sometimes. And if there's been adultery committed on you, then you all of a sudden are reassessing, I'm not pretty enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not handsome enough. What's the matter with me? Eventually, if you're a relationship-oriented person, you're going to get into another relationship. So why not use this divorce time, unfortunate or fortunate as it may be, who knows, to create the new look and the new you so that you can step out into your new relationship? And you nailed it when you said dating.
Yeah. I mean, when I work with people, you know, are you single? Yeah. Well, you're single because you want to be. Well, no, there's no good men. There's no this. It's what, you know, they make every excuse. You're single because you want to be. If you want to be with a man or a woman, you will be. Stop saying, you know, you're making every excuse not to do it. I have set up successful marriages because I have gotten people off of their asses and got them to start getting on dating sites, going out, less work. Now less work on the clothes. Now you're really full yourself. You're going to be beating them off with a stick.
I didn't think about the dating sites. Okay.
Again,
so what should we do for our look in the dating sites?
Please, for the love of God, have someone help you with your pictures. Okay. First of all, if you do not have a picture on your profile, people are going to skip right over you.
And it better be a current one too, right?
Yes. It needs to be from the last 6 months. Okay. I should have to say that, but it should be. It should be from the last 6 months. You don't have to be, you know, cheek to cheek with somebody, and it doesn't have to be your headshot for work, but it should just be a casual picture of you and what you look like. So God forbid people can see what your face is. It doesn't have to be this miraculous, beautiful anything. It just needs to be a realistic picture of what you look like so somebody can recognize you out in public. That is really what it is. And when people look at your picture, they go, oh, she looks nice. Oh, he looks nice. Or, wow, he's really cute. Or, wow, she's gorgeous. I mean, that's what people say. So help yourself get a date. And it's not that easy for everybody. But if you are a happy-go-lucky person, you're financially independent, you've got good friends, you're just missing that last piece. I mean, when you're ready, the teacher will appear. And, you know, you never know. Your divine partner might be getting ready for you. You don't know. You might meet your husband in the grocery store. You don't know.
You know what? That is so interesting that you said that, because I live in Los Angeles, and of course we have Hollywood here. So our standards are very tough.
Right.
And I kiddingly say, as I put on full makeup every time I leave the house, you never know when paparazzi is around the corner or your next new mate. You really need to look your best, unless it's at 7 a.m. But again, you never know.
You never know. And again, I don't want to say be unrealistic. Not every day is going to be a home run. But as a whole, you should feel pretty good about what you look like. Even my pajamas. I started really vamping up my pajamas. And that doesn't mean sexy. It just means I don't want to look like a schlub when, you know, laying around the house watching TV. I want to look cute. I want cute loungewear. I want a pretty, you know, set to wear around the house so I feel like I look pretty and sexy. So my husband's not like, wow, she looks busted up. I want to feel like I look good even when I'm dressed down. And you don't have to be there, but start somewhere is all I ask. I had somebody else, interview me last week, and he was like, I have terrible style and this is that, whatever. He goes, what should somebody like me do? I said, pick one thing. Just the same way that you would not tell someone who needs to lose a lot of weight to, you know, bring their calories down by 1,000 calories and work out every single day for 2 hours a day. You will fail. It's not about that. It's about very small bites that you can then go to the next step. Pick one thing. Maybe you need new shoes. Maybe you need new dress shirts or new jeans. Pick something that you wear a lot of and get new stuff. One category. That's it. Maybe you get 2 new pairs of jeans and you're like, wow, these are the most expensive jeans I have. Okay, what else can you do? Maybe you get a new dress shirt or try a new style that you haven't tried before. You're not buying a whole new wardrobe. You're buying one thing.
That's right. And, you know, I am somebody who shops around when I shop. I don't mind buying inexpensive things at all. I can always find something totally cute, but I accessorize. I keep everything clean and pressed. And then you augment if you need something expensive. And truly, expensive stores have better made clothes. Less expensive stores don't have quite the same fabric quality. But you can do what works with your budget if, I think what you said at the beginning, make sure it fits, make sure it's coordinated, and you'll get a ton of compliments. Is that a true mm-hmm. statement?
That is absolutely true. And it is that simple. I mean, you know, why are these pants $80 and these pants $380? Because the fabric is better, the stitching is better, and it took a lot more time and energy and effort to make those $380 pants. Is that going to be better 100% of the time? Not always. It just depends. I tell you where to put your money. I look at your website and I look at your wardrobe and I'm like, you know what? Your lifestyle does not require expensive clothes. This is where you can skimp, but let's put the money here. Let's put the money here because in your body type, you need the most camouflage here. Let's put the money in a structured jacket. Let's put the money in a great bag or a great pair of shoes. Or I'm just throwing that out there. I will tell you where you can skimp.
Yeah, no, that makes complete sense. It really does. And then again, we go back to that confidence level. You know, it's funny when people say, I really don't care about clothes. Who cares about clothes? Okay, well, I do. You don't have to care about clothes. But when you're dealing with somebody who says they don't care about clothes and all of a sudden they're wearing something perfectly fitting them that looks fabulous, they stand taller, don't they?
It was my client yesterday. I don't care about clothes. I don't care about, I'm like, don't you want these shoes out so you can see them so they bring you joy? No, they're just shoes to me. I beg to differ because you have 60 pairs of these. I mean, you're saying that to yourself because you don't think you look that good. That's what you're doing. You don't think you look that good, or you're worried about your age and aging. So it's a defense mechanism. So you go, well, I don't care about clothes, but I'm going to spend this amount of money just because I want to look nice. But your brain, you're not telling your brain that. So you can't get hurt. That's why you're doing that. You do care about clothes. Stop saying you don't, because you do want to look nice. If you didn't, then I wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be paying for a stylist if you didn't care about clothes. So let's start there, okay? And, you know, it's about selling the message. Everybody needs to be sold the message that image is important in a very different way. If I came to your house right now, I would not have to twist your arm and make you cry to get you to get new clothes. You would be like, oh my God, when are we leaving? That's you. But not everyone is like you. Not everyone enjoys shopping. Not everyone likes to look in the mirror. I had another client where I said, where's your mirror? And she said, oh, here's my mirror. It was about this big over the kitchen sink. Sink.
Like 2 feet.
Yeah.
Two feet by 2 feet.
Are you serious right now? Are you seriously serious? She goes, this is where I do my makeup. That's the only mirror I have. I said, how on the planet do you see what you're wearing? She goes, well, I said, stop what you're doing. We're getting a full-length mirror. I mean, it's just lazy. I mean, that is just lazy. It's because you don't want to see.
Well, it may not be, I don't know if I would call it lazy. I would call it really protection. It's your self-awareness. It's your self-image coming out. It's your level of confidence. And you want to hide from yourself. I agree with you. You will never know what you look like unless, and I didn't even think to ask you about it until now, a full-length mirror.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't have a full-length mirror, we got a big problem.
So
I mean,
with that full-length mirror, though, Holly, like when we go in the dressing rooms of the stores, it'll be that three pieces to the mirror so that you can see in the back of you.
Right.
Well, how do you do that in your own home, though? How do you...
Turn around.
Oh, I guess that's easy.
Turn around and see what the back of you looks like. I mean, and again, when you sit down and or you sit in gum or you spill your coffee, I mean, things happen, okay? It's just, things happen. But hopefully you look pretty decent. Invest in a steamer, okay?
Ooh.
I have people that are men, that they're single men or men that go to the dry cleaners a lot because they don't want to steam their own clothes or press their own clothes. I would rather you pay the cleaners to press every single thing you're wearing, you know, or things that are important, than you have to struggle with the steamer. I use a steamer. Nobody irons anymore. Okay. Ironing is out. O-U-T. The steamer is in. And it's not that hard to use, but please be careful. Just like an iron, you will burn the you-know-what out of yourself. If you,
it's so easy to do.
It's very easy to do, but it is the quickest way to make your clothes look amazing. The quickest way. And I know people that steam every day. I know people that just steam for special occasions. But if I have a t-shirt and I want to wear it and it's all wrinkled, I steam it before. I don't want to look wrinkled. I don't want to do that.
I know, that's really important. I want to go back to the mirror a second, because what did I once say when I was experimenting with diets? I think I know every diet known to mankind, and I figured a diet a day would be really fun and great, and you always stay on a diet. But what I was noticing at one point when I was heavier, really and truly, the view from the back says it all. And if you can't look at yourself, that's when you know that you need to exercise and go on a diet. The view from the back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it's not the only thing, but yes. Yes, I mean, and again, I will say this and scream it from the mountaintops. Style is subjective to you. You're not going to like what I like, and vice versa. It's about figuring out by the who, what, when, where, why of you, of what you like, of what you want to wear. And that's what I do, is I guide you through that process. It's not what I like, it's what you like. But I sort of keep you on track, right? Well, I like this. No, put that back. You like, how about this? Oh, okay, yeah, you're right. I mean, that I just keep you in line, but I help you figure out you. That's what I do. I don't try to change you. I don't try to make you different. I just enhance you. I don't try to change you. And that's why people are scared of personal styling, because they're like, oh, she's going to make me look this, whatever. She's going to throw all my stuff away. It's not about that. It's about getting you to understand what you are now, today. Not 10 pounds from yesterday, not 20 pounds from, I mean, I can't even tell you, if I had a dollar for every time somebody called me, we had a consultation and I never heard from them again. I had someone call me yesterday from 2 years ago. No, true story. I had a consultation with her, never heard from her again. She just called me yesterday. Hey, do you remember me?
Was she ready?
Now she's ready.
She was ready.
She had a baby. And she did not know she was pregnant. That was different. She was like, I had no idea I was pregnant.
Oh, that's so funny.
And then her baby's 2 years old now. And she just called me. She said, I don't know if you remember me. We had a consultation. I said, oh my God, I do remember you. She said, I'm ready. I'm done. I'm ready. I said, when can we start? Okay, it's not, you didn't call me back or, ooh, I'm not. Who cares? You're ready now. Let's go. Oh,
Holly, do men gain baby weight even though they're not pregnant? When they become fathers and have to participate, do they have their own baby weight gain?
Well, I mean, it could be that. It could be age. It could be a lot of things, you know. But in general, and doctors have been saying this, and exercise experts have been saying this since the beginning of time, if you do not exercise, you know, losing weight is harder the older you get.
So true.
And some people start and stop, and some people fall off the wagon. people like me, I've been exercising since I was 19 years old. I'm 47 now. But let me tell you, my workouts have changed. Your workout and my exercise routines have changed with my age. I'm not doing the same workout I did when I was 24. Are you insane? No, I'm not doing that. I don't want to do that. I don't care and I don't want to. I'm certainly not winning any beauty contests anytime soon. Not doing that. It has to change.
Holly, you could if you enter.
Well, you're very sweet, but I don't know if anybody's accepting supermodels in the over 45 category. I seriously doubt it.
Wait a minute. You know the woman that's 80 that's doing one of the cosmetic commercials and she says, when are you too old to take care of yourself? That's Elon Musk's mother.
Oh, did you know that? Nice.
Do you know who I mean? The stylish woman, but she's 80. And that's mm-hmm. the idea of this commercial, that you can look good however old you are.
Of course.
Good.
I'm friends with another wonderful stylist who lives in Atlanta. Her name is Lisa. She calls herself the Silver Stylist. She's 60 years old and she looks completely fabulous. I mean, her hair's gray. She's hot. She takes pictures of herself exercising in a sports bra and like the same workout clothes I wear. And she looks great. I mean, I love that. There's another Instagram account that I called, it's called Advanced Style. And it's about this young guy and he hung out with his grandmother for, you know, until he was in his 20s. And now he's very, you know, affluent in the senior community. And he writes about older women and men and their style. And she had on a t-shirt that said, not dead yet. I was like, I got to get that t-shirt.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And I'm older than her, so I need that t-shirt too.
It's just, I love people that embrace it and that say, I'm not this. This is what I am now. Okay, let's roll with it. Everybody ages. It's just how you handle it. You know people that have given up. I don't even have to know your friends to know you're the best looking one in your crowd. I mean, I don't even have to tell you that. You know that. You know that you're best looking out of all your friends.
I'm blushing as you're talking.
It's just true. My mother's the same way. My I can't say how old she is. She divorced me. But she's the best looking one out of all her friends and she knows it. And that's important to her. It's important to you. That's why people ask me for fashion advice, because they want to know how they can help themselves.
You know, my mother passed away last year, but she was 97. And she was in the old folks' home, not a nursing home, but one of these Brookdale senior living complexes. They're fabulous places.
Right.
Fabulous. Apartment buildings, but for older people. She was also the best dressed woman in the entire building. It was important to her. And it didn't matter whether it was just dinner on a Tuesday night or an event they were having there. It was important to her. And it really is important to me. I forget about how I look. Once I put myself together in the morning, then I just go out and work and I can focus. But I'm not worried about anything either. And if a spur of the moment meeting came up, I would look ready for that meeting as if it was on the books for 2 weeks.
Right.
That's important to me.
It's the same thing about, you know, when I'm coaching people through COVID and they're doing the Zoom meetings and all this kind of stuff, you need to be dressed. So if God forbid the doorbell rings, you're not diving behind the couch. Okay. I mean, you need to just sort of be ready a little bit. So if you've got to run out real quick, you're not like, crap. I don't have this, or I'm not wearing a bra, or it, you know, you just sort of need to be prepared.
And for all of you, even though we are not video, we're only audio, let me explain to you that Holly looks like she just came from a photo shoot. And we're actually taping this on a Tuesday afternoon. She looks like, and she's in her
sweet
home.
And thank you. And I wanted to look good for you.
Well, thank you, because it really made me dig into this interview even more. I appreciate it, Holly.
Yeah,
I really do.
You know, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to put my sweatpants on after this, but you know, it's all good.
Holly, how can people get in touch with you? Because I am sure they want to.
Well, thank you. I would love for you to get in touch with me. It is Holly Katz, K-A-T-Z, styling.com. Same thing on Facebook. Same thing on Instagram. tune into our podcast, which is the Fashion Crimes Podcast, where, you know, we talk about fashion and designers and fashion shows, and we're, you know, we're industry insiders, and we put a little humor into it. So that's fun. Please subscribe, download Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, anywhere where you listen to your favorite podcasts. I'm on LinkedIn, Holly Katz. I'm on YouTube, Holly Katz Styling. I'm on Pinterest, Holly Katz Styling. Pretty easy to find. So give me a shout out. Send me smoke signals. Send me an email, snail mail. Hit me up.
Excellent. Holly, you're always entertaining, and I cannot wait until we do this again. Thank you so much for joining us.
Of course, always.
And to all of you, thank you once again for joining us. You can reach me through my website, theamicabledivorceexpert.com, theamicabledivorceexpert.com. Please share this episode with your friends, subscribe, and as always, have an amicable day. Take care.
That's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. Be good to yourselves, be kind to your spouse, and cherish your children above all else.